Lord bless the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Well, it can seem odd as we prepare for Easter or in the season of Lent, then to be dressed in white and talk about a feast day, and later even in the evening to sing the Gloria. I told Bill that I will forget the Gloria. That will be the one thing that I will forget because I'm so used to Lent and everything. But this is a wondrous occasion, the Annunciation. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, Miss Louise stumped me and said, okay, what are the four Holy Day services that we'll celebrate? Because the prayer book has a list of Holy Day services that we celebrate, and we tailored them down with permission from the Archbishop. And basically, they are the services directly related to our Lord. The Annunciation, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and His birth, the Nativity being Easter or being Christmas, and so those that we see, some of them which of course will not fall on a Sunday, and that is the ones. But the Annunciation allows us to focus upon, and I know a lot of times at Christmas we talk about the forgotten story of Joseph. But the Annunciation lets us focus on the one person very central to this, and that is Mary. And we do not need to be afraid to give Mary all the due and all the honor and all the adoration that we can muster. We do not need to be afraid that in doing that we will take anything away from Jesus Himself. We do not need to be worried that when people say, well, to call Mary our mother, or to call Mary the Blessed Lady, or anything like that, that's not taking anything away from Jesus. It is basically talking about Scripture itself. As Mary makes a proclamation, blessed art thou among women. And we understand that in all the places, she holds a sacred place and a special place within the economy of God, that He chose her to be the mother of Jesus, the earthly mother of Jesus. In the West, they have a word. It's called Theliotokos, the mother of God. And there is no other saint higher than Mary. Or in the East. In the West, we often see rosaries. And sometimes people talk about rosaries as you know, things that we shouldn't do. There's nothing wrong with a rosary. It focuses our mind. It focuses our mind not only on the life of Jesus, but also on this one special person that played such a central part. Because here's what is interesting about Mary. All throughout Scripture, when God comes to someone and speaks to someone, there is a type of an argument. God comes to Abraham. Abraham argues, how can this be? God comes to Moses. Moses argues quite a bit. Throws up all types of excuses why he cannot do what God is calling him to do. All throughout, as you read, God comes to people, an argument ensues. Excuses ensue. Even after God comes to the disciples, an argument ensues. God has to knock Paul off of a donkey on the road to Damascus. An argument ensues. Every one of these instances, an argument ensues. However, when God comes to Mary, there is never an argument. May it be to me as thou hast said. There's a question, how can this be? But in the question, there is no laughter, there is no doubt, there is no discussion. There is only a desire for understanding. May it be to me as thou hast said. In our life today, in our world today, as things vie for our attention, God constantly speaks to us as well. Now, true, we will never have the honor of holding the position that Mary held. However, God still speaks to us. God speaks to us clearly. God speaks to us in real ways. Our desire is that we can answer the way our mother answered. may it be to me as thou hast said. That's the power of a rosary. That's the power of focusing on a saint. That is the power of asking for a mediator. To say, as we have seen this life live, as we can gain strength through the way this life is lived, may we walk in these steps. So my prayer is for all of us, not just for me as a priest, but for all of us, that whenever we hear the Lord talking to us, be it in big things or be it in real small, tiny things, that we are able to answer, may it be to me as thou hast said. That is the power of this. Because Mary's answer, so many years ago, set into motion the greatest story of the world. Set into motion the greatest story ever told. Paved the way for redemption. Her agreeing to be part of God's plan allowed us to meet here with hope, allowed us to proclaim the gospel, allowed us to be a forgiven and redeemed people. Without going into the stories of what it meant for her to make those statements, what it meant for her to go to Joseph, what it meant for her to face the people, what it meant for her to live looking around at the people that would not believe her side of the story. Knowing all that, she still said, may it be to me as thou hast said. That should be our words as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.